This is Radio Nepal. I am Della Prasad with the news headlines first. Secretariat meeting of the ruling Nepal Communist Party holds a discussion regarding party unity. The next secretariat meeting called for May 2nd. Civil society leaders conclude that a prime minister's resignation would create instability in the country. The number of coronavirus cases rises to 57 after three new patients test positive. Asian Development Bank to offer $250 million as concessional loan, and the number of coronavirus cases worldwide rises over 3.1 million. Now the news in detail. The ruling Nepal Communist Party secretariat meeting ended yesterday evening with a decision to meet again on May 2nd. Party spokesperson Aryan Kajistrasta said the meeting held at the Prime Minister's Balwata residence concluded with a decision to meet again as internal discussion and consultation were still ongoing. The meeting was chaired by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and another party chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. All the members put forth their views on matters relating to internal unity consolidation, government's performance and the standing committee meeting. Shrestha said a serious and extensive discussion was also held on various other contemporary issues. This was the first secretariat meeting of the party after the dispute over the two ordinances introduced and withdrawn by the government. Civil society leaders have said that demanding resignation from the Prime Minister by bringing the already scrapped ordinances into controversy was irrelevant at the time of present crisis. Issuing a joint appeal, civil society leaders said all sides should pay attention towards introducing programs for the betterment of citizens and country through upcoming budget. They said the engagement in toppling the government at this time would not only invite instability to the country but also give rise to frustrations towards the present political system. Intellectuals including Dr. Arjun Karge, Bipin Adhikari, Kanakmani Dikshit, Tika Thakal, Jay Prakash Prasad Gupta, Rameshwar Khanal, Dr. Renu Adhikari, Rem Bishokar, Suryaraj Acharya and Sushil Pyakural expressed dissatisfaction on political maneuvering within the ruling political parties in a way to derail the constitution in letter and spirit. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has taken stock of the preparation made for the Federal Parliament's upcoming summer session, which is also called the budget session, making an on-site visit to the Federal Parliament's building at New Banishore. Yesterday, Prime Minister Oli inspected how the Federal Parliament Secretariat was making arrangements for maintaining physical distance for the Parliament Secretariat employees, ruling parties and the opposition lawmakers for the monsoon session of Parliament. Present on the occasion were Speaker of House of Representatives Agni Prasad Sapkota, National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timarsinha, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliament Dr. Sibamaya Tumba Hampei. Acting General Secretary at Federal Parliament Gopalnath Yogi said Prime Minister Oli also held discussion with Speaker Sapkota at his official residence. The Constitution of Nepal has conferred the right to summoning and proroguing the Federal Parliament session to the President on the recommendation of the government. The upcoming session of Parliament will see the President unveiling plans and policies for the new fiscal year while the government releases the new budget. Three more persons have tested positive for coronavirus. Director at Epidemiology and Disease Control Division under the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Basudev Pandey, shared that coronavirus was confirmed on two persons from Bara and one from Parsa. With this, number of coronavirus infected people has reached 57 in Nepal, among them 16 returned home with full recovery. All of them had stayed in quarantine after returning from India. Of them, one is in hospital and the remaining one still in quarantine. The number of Nepali people losing life due to coronavirus in United States has reached 15. Of them, 12 died in New York, 2 in Colorado and 1 in Virginia. However, State Delegate of Maryland, Harry Bhandari, said though there was no strong basis to prove that all 15 of them died from coronavirus infection, some of them were found died from heart attack due to psychological panic. Coordinator at the NRN Global Health Committee, Dr. Sanjeev Sapkota, informed that a total of 54 Nepalis living in United States UK, UAE, Turkey, Ireland, Netherlands and Japan died from coronavirus so far. The major opposition Nepali Congress held its Central Working Committee meeting yesterday. Nepali Congress spokesperson Bishop Prakash Sharma said the meeting held at party office, Central Office Sanabad, dwelt on the activities carried out for the control and treatment of coronavirus and party's contribution to it. The meeting further discussed the problems faced by daily wage earners and families of low income, relief distribution, rescue of the Nepalese stranded abroad and the latest political situation. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwara held a telephone conversation with Chairman of the Asian Development Bank, Masachigo Asakawa, to discuss the ways in which the bank could help Nepal to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. According to a press release issued by the Ministry of Finance yesterday, Minister Khatiwara held discussion with the ADB chair Asakawa regarding the help the bank had been offering to Nepal to deal with the adverse impact of the pandemic in the country's economy. The minister and ADB chair also talked about how the bank could extend its assistance on the prioritized development sectors of the country in days to come. During the conversation, Minister Khatiwara thanked the ADB for the subsidized loan worth $250 million that the bank is offering to the country. ADB is also sending medical equipment worth 300,000 to Nepal to deal with the pandemic. Former Prime Minister and Chief of the Foreign Relations Department of ruling Nepal Communist Party, Madhav Kumar Nepal, held a video conferencing with leaders of Communist Party of China on COVID-19 yesterday. Mohan Gautam, Personal Secretary of Leader Nepal, said the leaders included Sung Thao, head of the International Liaison Department of Communist Party of China. He said approximately 3 hours conference focused on the prevention and control of coronavirus. The meeting was also attended by Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel, party in charge of all states except Gandak State. Likewise, doctors and scientists of China also participated in the conference. The Development and Technology Committee under the House of Representatives directed the government to create an environment conducive to resume construction of national pride projects. A meeting of the committee on Wednesday also suggested that the government manage quarantine areas as per need for the workers at projects in view of coronavirus outbreaks and ease the supply of construction materials during lockdown. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa has directed the heads of district administration and police in the valley to impose the lockdown order strictly. In a discussion with the heads of all three security agencies and chief district officers in the valley yesterday, Home Minister Thapa directed them to also consolidate security measures based on a long-term plan. The meeting also reviewed the status of coronavirus infection and the security situation of the country. During the meeting, Home Minister Thapa said the temporary border outposts currently set up in the southern border region should be made permanent. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Rameshwar Rai Yadav has said the government is initiating diplomatic effort for the welfare of Nepali workers residing in the foreign countries. Addressing the Nepali migrant workers in various destination countries yesterday, Minister Yadav urged the workers to stay safely wherever they are during the lockdown period. Minister Yadav urged the Nepali workers to inform the concerned Nepali diplomatic mission if they were facing any sort of difficulties. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back, and can we continue with the rest of the updates? The hailstorm occurred recently has damaged crops at ward number 2 and 3 of the Kote Kola rural municipality in Baglung district. The hailstorm induced the loss of some 5.3 million rupees crops and vegetables such as potato, onion, garlic, wheat, lentils and barley, among others planted at Bhima Pokhara and Thamsa, were destroyed with adverse weather. Vishwakarma said the farmers whose crops were damaged in the adversity will receive compensation from the local government. Two airplanes of Qatar Airways and Etihad Air carrying medical appliances and kits gifted to Nepal by Qatar and the UAE for the test and treatment of COVID-19 landed yesterday at Trivandrum International Airport. The wide-body airplanes of both the companies had arrived in Kathmandu with the most essential medical materials. The aircraft of Qatar Airways had arrived at Trivandrum International Airport, TIA, carrying 8 tons of medical supplies aided to Nepal by Qatari Sikh Amir Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani. Likewise, the Etihad aircraft also landed at the Trivandrum International Airport. The United Arab Emirates had also assisted around 12 tons of medical assistance to Nepal. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. The number of confirmed coronavirus infection cases worldwide has risen to 3.1 million with more than 225,000 deaths and 957,000 recoveries. Meanwhile, the United States economy has taken its hardest hit since the height of the Great Recession, with its GDP contracting 4.8% in the first quarter of the year. Likewise, the chief of the World Health Organization has defended the body's record in its response to the new coronavirus, saying it has acted quickly and decisively since the beginning. U.S. health expert Anthony Fauci, on the other hand, has welcomed the news that experimental antiviral drug remdesivir helped improve outcomes for COVID-19 patients during a clinical trial by Gilead Sciences company. Likewise, experts say about 100 million people living in cities worldwide will likely fall into poverty due to the coronavirus pandemic, calling for mapping tools to identify vulnerable communities and investment focusing on slum areas. Meanwhile, the United Kingdom's health ministry says it plans to test a randomly chosen group of 100,000 people for the new coronavirus as part of its efforts to understand infection rates better before loosening restrictions on the public. The test to see if people are currently infected with the respiratory diseases led by London's Imperial College. The chosen people will be sent self-testing kits to see if they are infected. U.S. officials say they have not spotted North Korean leader Kim Jong-un recently and are watching reports about his health closely. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said he also expressed concern that the hermit state could be hit either by the coronavirus outbreak or a famine. 36-year-old Kim last appeared in state media on 12th April, triggering speculation that he was seriously ill. But officials in South Korea later said such reports were not true. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country, light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning, gusty winds and hailstorm possible at a few places in the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 25.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 13.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Secretariat meeting of the ruling Nepal Communist Party holds discussion regarding party unity. The next secretariat meeting called for May 2nd. Civil society leaders conclude that Prime Minister's resignation would create instability in the country. The number of coronavirus cases rises to 57 after 3 new patients test positive. Asian Development Bank to offer $250 million as concessional loan, and the number of coronavirus cases worldwide rises over 3.1 million. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 8 in the evening. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.